Hello, Pastor Deborah here, once again with a word of encouragement for you. It may not sound like it, but as a teacher, as a mother, as someone who's trying to help you discover something about yourself, we have to look deep on the inside of you. And I do that by asking you deep questions for you to ponder, think about, and look at your own actions, your thoughts, your soul, what you do, what you think, what you feel, what you believe. And then we can begin. First, look and ask yourself this question. Do you have a reprobate mind? I'm going to take this out of the King James Bible. I'm a pastoral teacher of God's Word. You could probably find this in the Quran if you looked. The God of creation, the God of all things, looks to see, tries to help us understand ourselves in relation to Him and His kingdom and His mind. So let's look and see if we can answer this question. Do you have a reprobate mind? I'm going to take it out of the Authorized King James Bible, out of Romans. It was written by an apostle named Paul to believers of this God of creation and His Son. Many of you have heard His name, but you don't know the real Him. Romans 1, 28 through 32. I'm going to open up with a quick prayer to get our hearts and minds ready to hear and receive. Dear God of creation, God of the kingdom of heaven, be with us as we listen to your words. Help us to look at ourselves, our actions, our motives, our thoughts, our deeds, and others to see if we have a reprobate mind. Is our heart a reprobate? Are our thoughts horrible, evil, and wicked? Help us to look and see within ourselves so that you can help us become new and clean. Amen. All right. Romans 1, 28. This is Paul speaking. So you listen to this ancient apostle. Was he a prophet? Maybe. Was he a minister? Oh, yeah. He was out there among unbelievers and in the darkness by himself. Just listen. Verse 28. And those with a darkened mind, and who do not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gives them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not righteous in God's eyes. Are you one of those that God has given up? Just asking. Verse 29. Those with a reprobate mind are filled with all unrighteousness. That means they don't have any of God's righteousness. They are filled with all fornication. That's sexual intercourse with anybody, any age, anything, even demonic spirits, angels. Male with male, women with women, maybe with beast, children, wickedness, evil acts. Their mind is also filled with covetousness. That means lusting, full of desires just for themselves. They're obsessed. They have addictions. They're maliciousness. That means evil in their thoughts and deeds. They're bullying. They attack. They rob. They beat. They lie. They steal. They imprison others to slavery. They're full of envy, jealousy, and hate. Is your mind like that? Is it full of other things? Do you lie to yourself and to other people right on the camera? Are you trying to change everybody into your way of thinking? Are you one who has a reprobate mind? You could be a doctor, a lawyer, a politician, just a father, a mother. You could be a street beggar. You could be a nobody. This is for everybody to look at themselves. Do you have murder? That means killing people. Or of animals in your hearts. Do you kill babies and desire to kill babies in the womb? Maybe you want to kill other businesses. Maybe you want to kill nations. You want to murder people who won't come under your control. That's a reprobate mind. Do you argue with people? Do you defend your positions, or do you have other people, other organizations, defend and shield you from the truth? Are you deceitful? Will you lie to us? Are you covering up things that you don't want known about your life, your actions, your thoughts, your deeds? Are you hiding in self-protection? The word, maybe you have a malignity, like a cancer. That's a desire to cause pain, injury, or distress to another. It could be a wife, husband, a child, business, enemies that you think, or even an animal or nature, and you don't care about how you pollute this world, or how you kill animals, or how you treat dogs so you can get their cortisol for sexual enhancement. Is your mind malignant, full of cancerous thoughts, intent to cause harm, trying to devour other people's minds? The desire to see another experience pain and injury or distress in order to be happy? Do you carry whispers in your heart? Are you a gossiper, a backbiter, spreading lies, disinformation, programming for others, for young minds? Do you bring confusion into the world? Are you trying to transform the normalcy, what's righteous unto God? Are you a transformer that's bringing whispers? Maybe you're out on social media. Verse number 30. A reprobate mind is a backbiter. That is one who is two-faced. Stab you in the back. Deceives you. Fakes. Lies. As multiple faces. Maybe they have multiple personalities. Maybe they have a public face and a private face. Maybe they have a face to the community and one back home. Pastors have that. Religious leaders have that. Men in business have that. Women have that. Maybe out in the bars the people have it. Maybe out on social media. Good question to be asking. A backbiter, is that you? Are you a hater of God and all of His laws and righteousness? Are you despiteful and proud and boasted? Are you an inventor of evil things, like tortures and diseases and viruses? Maybe you use gain of function just to experiment. Maybe you use gas chambers. Maybe you use all kinds of torture and abuse. Maybe you are a programmer of minds. Maybe you sell drugs to kill people. Maybe you use torture chambers, lies, deceptions. Maybe you use the media. Is that you? Is that your heart? That's my question to you. You're disobedient to your parents. Which parents? Not your earthly parents. Your God as the Creator, who's both your father and your mother. God has image as a father, and God of creation has an image as a mother. And do you disobey your human parents? Many of us have, because they are unrighteous themselves. Many have run away from abusive parents. They're our first teachers. Verse 31. Are you without understanding, knowledge, wisdom, and truth of God's light? Are you a covenant breaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Marriage covenants, do you take a vow and then break it? Do you break the parent-to-child covenant? Humanity-to-nature covenant? Do you break business laws and covenants to your partners or to those people who buy your product? What about in relationship to others? Do you break? Do you lie to your friends? How about your neighbors? Are you a liar? A robber? Are you deceitful? Do you do unlawful things? Are you a traitor? Do you break covenants and contracts? Are you without natural affection? You have no respect for others or the law. Your desires are all that count. Your needs, your feelings are all that count. Nothing else matters. You have no love for others, not even for nature itself. Is your heart implacable, stubborn, unmovable, will not bend, unwilling to listen? Is your heart unmerciful, having no forgiveness? And it's stubborn. It's cold. It's hard. It's prideful. It's uncompassionate. I'm just asking you questions about you. Verse 32. These people who knowingly know the judgment of God, they that which commit and do think about this, is their nature, they are set in their ways, their culture, their faith, their tradition, and if you bring up anything else, you are an unworthy child, family member, community member, worthy of death. We see that all over the world. In your soul, your mind, your thoughts, and your spirit, you are separated from the true God's heart and family. And you do evil, wicked things, not only to yourself, but to other humanity and to nature. And you have no pleasure, no delight in enjoyment in anything of God, the true God. Maybe you're worshiping another God. And he's not loving. He's not kind. He's not forgiving. Remember, there's only one God of creation, one God of heaven to let you in. There are many gods here on earth, and humanity worships many gods that we always have. So, what's my question to you? Do you have a retrograde mind? The mind is the mind of your soul, but your spirit can also have a mind. We need to look at both. I can see. Others can see. But that's a word of encouragement for you to take a look at yourself deeply and look at your desires, your thoughts, your purposes, your deeds, your actions, and see what kind of heart, what kind of thoughts and mind you are and you have. And that's my word of encouragement for you. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. This is Pastor Deb.